Hi, this is Jocelyn Brambila, and you're listening to Cotejando, a podcast where we discuss navigating college as a first-generation college student, specifically as a Latino student. Welcome to episode 3, titled Overcoming Imposter Syndrome, Thriving in Academia. This episode, we will share experiences and strategies for overcoming imposter syndrome, a common challenge for first-generation students entering higher education. So what is imposter syndrome? Imposter syndrome is often characterized by feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt despite evident accomplishments. It's a prevalent challenge faced by many first-generation college students. As individuals navigating unfamiliar academic terrain without the guidance of family support, first-generation students often grapple with heightened imposter syndrome. Today, we will explore the manifestations of imposter syndrome among first-generation students, its underlying causes and strategies to overcome it, to foster academic success and personal fulfillment. So in order to understand imposter syndrome, we first need to recognize that imposter syndrome manifests as persistent self-doubt, fear of failure, and an inability to internalize achievements. First-generation students, usually lacking familiar experience and support in navigating academia, are usually susceptible to this imposter syndrome. There's pressure to succeed, and the fear of disappointing family members exacerbate feelings of inadequacy among first-generation students. Imposter syndrome includes social and cultural factors, such as societal expectations and stereotypes, usually contributing to imposter syndrome. There's also an absence of role models and mentors within the family or a community that can intensify feelings of isolation and self-doubt. Usually first-generation students were coming in with no previous family members that have entered university or any type of higher education, so coming in can be daunting. Another aspect of imposter syndrome are the economic disparities and the challenges of balancing academic responsibility while also trying to balance our financial constraints, such as having to work or maintain multiple jobs to help our family members while pursuing higher education. So, what are some strategies for overcoming imposter syndrome? The first strategy can be just to cultivate self-awareness and recognize imposter syndrome as a common experience. This can help us normalize our feelings and reduce self-criticism. We can also seek out support networks, including our friends, mentors, campus resources such as TRIO or any other ethnic organizations on campus that can provide valuable reassurance and guidance. We can set realistic goals for ourselves while also celebrating our achievements, no matter how small they are. This fosters a sense of accomplishment and it bolsters our self-confidence as well. We can embrace failure as a learning opportunity rather than just a reflection of our inherent inadequacy. This will help us embrace resilience and help promote a growth mindset within ourselves. We can engage in self-care practices, such as mindfulness, exercise, creative outlets. This will help nurture our mental and emotional well-being amidst all of these academic pressures that are placed on us as first-generation students. We also need to be more open into sharing our personal experiences and the challenges that we encounter while grappling with imposter syndrome. We can reflect on the strategies and coping mechanisms that others share with us in order to help us overcome feelings of our self-doubt and insecurity. These experiences will help highlight the role of resilience, determination, and support networks in just navigating our academic and personal obstacles. So overcoming imposter syndrome as a first-generation student and a journey fraught with challenges yet rich with opportunities for growth and self-discovery is a vital part of our higher education journey. We need to understand the root causes of our imposter syndrome. We need to be able to leverage our support networks. We need to be able to understand the root causes of our imposter syndrome. We should be able to leverage our support networks, adopt proactive strategies for self-care and self-affirmation. We can reclaim our own narratives, pursue our academic aspirations with confidence, and thrive in both our academic and personal endeavors. As we continue to destigmatize imposter syndrome and foster a culture of inclusivity and support, we not only empower ourselves, but we empower other first-generation students to embrace their unique experiences and contributions, ultimately shaping a more equitable and empathetic educational landscape for first-generation students. Now we will take a look at overcoming imposter syndrome from a biblical perspective. From biblical narratives to contemporary experiences, the journey of overcoming imposter syndrome is one imbued with spiritual wisdom and guidance. The first biblical aspect is just to recognize God's sovereignty and uniqueness of creation. The Bible affirms that each individual is fearfully and wonderfully made by God, imbued with inherent value and purpose. This can be found in Psalm 139:14. We need to understand that God's sovereignty over our lives enables individuals to embrace their own unique strengths, weaknesses, and experiences without succumbing to the comparison or self-doubt often instilled in us through imposter syndrome. By acknowledging that God has a specific plan and purpose for our lives, we can find assurance in our own identity as beloved children of God, irrespective of worldly standards or expectations that are often placed on us either by our families or by our higher education institutions. Another biblical aspect is just to embrace God's grace and redemption. The Bible teaches us that all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, yet through Christ's sacrifice, believers are granted forgiveness, redemption, and a new identity in Him. And this can be found in Romans 3:23-24. Imposter syndrome often stems from a sense of unworthiness or past mistakes. However, the assurance of God's unconditional love and grace offers freedom from shame and self-condemnation. By embracing the transformative power of God's grace, we can release the burden of perfectionism and find assurance within our identity as forgiven and redeemed children of God. A third biblical aspect is just trusting in God's promises and provision. The Bible abounds with promises of God's provision, guidance, and faithfulness to those who trust in Him. Matthew 6:25-34. Imposter syndrome often arises from fear of failure or inadequacy. However, by placing our trust in God's promises, we can relinquish control and find peace in His sovereignty. Through prayer, reflection on Scripture, and reliance on the Holy Spirit, we can discern God's will and discretion for our own lives, trusting that He will equip us with the strength and wisdom to overcome challenges and fulfill our divine calling. A fourth biblical aspect is just pursuing God's kingdom and purpose. The Bible exhorts us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, promising that all other things will be added onto them. Matthew 6:33. Imposter syndrome often distracts us from our own true purpose and calling, leading us to prioritize worldly success or approval over our own spiritual fulfillment. By aligning our ambitions and aspirations with God's kingdom purposes, we can find fulfillment and significance in serving others, advancing justice, and spreading God's love and truth in the world. All right, before I continue sharing my own experience with imposter syndrome, we're going to take a quick break to promote APU Zoom Media. You can follow them on Instagram at Zoom Media or visit the website zoommedia.com. As a first-generation student, I've also had my own experiences with imposter syndrome and struggling to overcome it. I am studying political science here at APU, so it's been really difficult, especially my first few years. I would walk into classrooms with students who have had way more experience than myself, usually because their parents have already pursued higher education, so I was really the only one in there that was navigating it for the very first time without any support. Also, as a political science student, I was often, and still am, in classrooms usually filled with men who do not look like me or who do not share the same experiences as me as well. This became really challenging for me, especially when it came to class discussions. I often felt like I was either being talked over or silenced, so much so to the point where I didn't feel like I had anything valuable to contribute to the classroom conversations, and that really fed into my imposter syndrome. I often questioned what I was doing with my life, whether or not I was pursuing the right degree, and if I was actually fulfilling what God had planned for me. But this is the goal of imposter syndrome. They want to distract you from your own abilities, what you are actually meant for. It wants to distract you from your divine calling. And it took me a minute to realize this. It took me a minute to realize that although imposter syndrome is a prominent issue, especially within the first generation community, our purpose and God's calling for us is greater than imposter syndrome. So while I've been able to somewhat overcome imposter syndrome throughout my undergraduate career, now that I'm graduating in just a few weeks and looking into going into law school, I know that I'll probably be faced with imposter syndrome again, and I've actually have been faced with it already. As I've been looking into law schools and even just talking to my peers who are trying to pursue the same path, I've noticed that I'm very different from most of them. We come from very different experiences, very different backgrounds. Most of them have family members, have parents that have been to law school and know what the process is like. Whereas for myself, I don't have any family members that have even pursued higher education at all. So this is all new to me. And it is daunting. It does make you feel like an outsider. But I understand that me going to law school, me pursuing what I want to pursue, is just me fulfilling God's calling for my life. And that has been very helpful in trying to understand this idea of imposter syndrome and overcoming it. So as I continue with my education and an attempt to overcome imposter syndrome, I urge you guys all to do the same as well, to understand and recognize that God's purpose for your life, your divine calling, is greater than anything else, even than imposter syndrome. It's greater than your feelings and your emotions. And no matter what you do in life, as long as you follow that idea, you will be good. You will be able to overcome this. And you will also have support from not only God, but people around you who are going through the same thing as well. I want to thank you guys for tuning into today's episode, Overcoming Imposter Syndrome, Thriving in Academia. If you haven't already, please check out the first two episodes. Episode 1, So You're Going to College, ¿Y ahora qué? Second episode, Familia and University, Bridging the Generational Gap. And if you've been following along with all the episodes, thank you, and I hope this series was able to provide you some tips, some information, and navigating college as a first-generation Latino college student. Thank you.